Hey guys, it's Chaya here, and I want to talk today about the do it to prove it policy that I've just started operating with. Basically, I've realized that for a very long time, I wanted proof that I was good enough and then I could do what I had to do. And what I realized is that that got me into this little rut of like non-action because I was constantly waiting for something outside of me to prove me that I'm good enough that I can go ahead and do what I got to do. And I was so fearful making move after move after move. Now, this can apply to any area of your life. And if you're doing it in one area, you're probably doing it in more. So where in your life right now are you kind of being a little hesitant? It could be in relationships. Are you, you know, being a little hesitant about dating, hesitant about asking, you know, if the guy's down to actually if he's dating for marriage or if he's dating just because? Are you hesitant when it comes to your business about taking those actions that you know you want to but you're too afraid to? Are you hesitant when it comes to your family, showing up the way you want to, being there for that kid the way you want to? Are you being hesitant because you're too busy or too all the other excuses as to why you're not showing up the way you want to? Is it coming up in school if you're still in school? Where are you right now showing up with a hesitancy? Because we all show up with hesitancies at some point. The reality is there are very few, if any, people on this earth that aren't hesitant when it comes to taking some actions. Now, you might be like a real athlete. So when it comes to running, you don't have to think twice. You just get on the field and you start running and you're good. Or if it's even in the trail, you're able to run, or on the road, you don't even care. Now, if running's not easy for you, now you might have a lot of hesitancy when it comes to running. So there's certain places in your life where you clearly have it easy and you can just go for it, jump for it, run for it, and you got it. And then there's certain places in your life where that is a struggle, right? So where are you struggling to just jump forward and take action? And hopefully if you're seeing the places you take action, then you can look at the places you don't take action and notice, one second, why? Why am I actually doing this? Why? I know I can take crazy action. I know I can, when it comes to, let's say, traveling, oh my God, within a matter of no time at all, I can take care of so much. I can multitask the whole freaking world and make sure everything works. Yet, when it comes to stepping up and doing something in my business, which I was pretty transparent about in my last two episodes, it can sometimes be like I'm walking against a wall, a brick freaking wall, and I'm just like, let's move the wall, right? Now, what I'm learning and what I'm doing right now is what I want to teach you. It's the do it to prove it mentality. It's you do it to prove it. Instead of letting this part of me that keeps saying you're not good enough, even as I jump on to do this episode, I'm telling you right now, there are 100 different parts of me that are like, oh my God, Chaya, what are you doing? Why, if you do this, is this forever? Every single day? And they're going so fast and talking. And yet what I'm doing is exactly what I'm showing you, which is the do it to prove it. I'm just doing it. I'm showing up. I wanted to do this episode. I wanted to share. I wanted to jump up. I've stopped using social media. I've done a complete social media detox. And when doing that, I stopped having a way to share to everyone, to you guys, what I'm doing and why it's changing my life. And the reason, part of why I change my life consistently is because I want to come and help this world. So there is a part of me that feels really like it's lacking in its ability to show up and share. So therefore, here is the podcast. Now I get to share without having to be on social media and lose the whole detox and lose, or this way I can still have the detox. I can still have the disconnect from social media's grasp on me, and I still get to share, right? So that's the back end of what's going on by me. The do it to prove it mentality is you just do it. And I know that 2 weeks ago me would be like, Chaya, what the hell are you talking about? I tried to do it. I tried. It didn't work. Okay? And there's this part inside of me that feels so upset and so sad. Here's my feelings. Here's my emotions. Here's my thoughts. And, you know, and I would have a whole story as to why I have PTSD. Oh my God, I have complex PTSD. That means I can start something and in a matter of a few seconds, I can be thrusted back into this bad flashback and not want to wake up, you know? So what are you telling me? Just do it. So here's what I want to tell you for today. try this. Please try this. And if it's already the night, try it with something, plan for something tomorrow and do it, okay? Plan for one thing that you're scared to do. Not crazy out of your reach. I'm not talking about creating a whole funnel for your business. I'm not talking about, you know, applying to law school. I'm talking about, you know, something small, something you've been wanting to do, but you've been hesitant. Going to the gym, going to, you know, this friend that you haven't seen in a very long time that you know has the answer that you're looking for, that she has information about an area of your life you right now need information about. Whatever that is, that research that you need to do, that one little step forward, make that in front of you very clear. See it. This is what I want to do, right? So for me, it was making this podcast. For you, it might be, you know, any of the options I gave you, or it could be even going to the grocery store. If you're feeling like you can't get out to go to the grocery store, guys, I've been there. I get it. Just weeks ago, okay? I had such a bad flashback that I there were times where needing to go to the grocery was so hard for me. I still struggle. I don't like the neighborhood we live in. So the grocery store tends to be a place where everyone's staring at me, and it's really hard. It's not comfortable. And the do it to prove it mentality is you just do it. So this Friday, when I needed the grocery, I went to the one that I knew everyone's going to stare at me, and I couldn't care less. And I'm not going to deny it. It was hard as hell. And I walked through it and I said, it's okay. And I got everything I needed to, 98% of it, because some of it my brain wasn't able to pay attention to because I was a little bit, you know, uncomfortable. But what came out of that is I came out and I had, oh, I could do this. Okay, yes, people are going to look. If I do it another few times, I'll be desensitized. I won't even care. Same goes with the podcast right now, right? I'm on the podcast. The same thing that was so scary that knotted up my heart and my soul and my tummy had this like deep knot of like, why this can't happen? I said, no, I'm just going to do it. I'm jumping on. I'm not even deleting this. I'm not redoing it. I'm not fixing it. I'm doing it uncut the way it is. Why? Because I just do it and now it proves it. So now all the voices in my head are like getting quieter because they're like, okay, well, oh, what's happening? She's doing it. Okay. You know what? Maybe we have to recalibrate, right? Whatever that one little thing you can do to just do it and prove it, do it. Just try that today, okay? Try actually having one little goal, one little thing that you want to do, that phone call, that test term paper, whatever it is. Give yourself that gift of just doing it. Let the mind part and the feeling part, like it all starts with the thought, right? So let the thoughts be out of it. It's like when you're action, when you're doing something, there's no room for thought. When you're really doing something, you're not thinking. Your body is doing, or your mind is doing, whatever it is, you're not thinking, right? So today, stop the thinking, the incessant thinking, right? Are you ever also like fed up? Oh my God, if only my mind would stop talking. I could do anything, right? You ever get that feeling? Yeah, I do all the time. And what I'm learning is that when you take action, and just a sneak peek ahead, if you take consistent action, it's even better. Like if you show yourself consistently, hey, you know, I can go to the climbing place and yeah, I'm terrified to climb, but I keep climbing and I get a little higher and a little bit higher and a little bit higher. And hey, look, by the end of the year, I made it to the top, right? If you're able to keep doing that, if you're able to be consistent, you'll get even more. But even if you do just one action today, one action, that you just do it without thinking. You just do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, do it. You'll get this automatic rush of energy of like, oh my God. And almost like it's like a memory muscle of opening up and reminding you, I can do anything I put my mind to. For real, you can do anything you put your mind to, or actually put your mind aside for. So, you got it? Go for one action. Real simple action. Just do it without your mind. Just do it. Act it. And take a moment after to recognize how much of a rush you get. What that feeling is after. All right, that's my time, guys. This feels so amazing. I can't wait to show back up again. Every time I show up, it's me doing it again. Just do it to prove it. Just do it to prove it. And it's really the proving part. I have a lot to say about in another episode, but I like the sound of it because most of what we do is actually to prove. So we're going straight down that road. Alrighty, see you guys soon.